This is Decoded Datebook for June 22nd. During World War I, despite American neutrality, military mobilization was already underway. North Dakotans answered the call when President Wilson mobilized the National Guard for duty along the Mexican border in response to turmoil from the Mexican Revolution and Pancho Villa's raid on Columbus, New Mexico, in March of 1916. The guardsmen garrisoned the border, freeing regular army troops to pursue Villa and his allies. On this date in 1916, Judson resident Joe Harris was hailed as the Paul Revere of 1916 by the Bismarck Daily Tribune for riding out to alert fellow guardsmen of their mobilization orders. Born in England in 1885, Harris immigrated to America in 1901, first settling in Kansas before homesteading near Judson in 1912. With one squad member living 7 miles from town and others 4 miles away in the opposite direction, Harris rode into the countryside to deliver the news. By the time the train pulled into Mandan, the squad was on board. The Judson squad included Corporal Joe Harris, Walter Tepke, William Tepke, Paul Just, Nathaniel Stark, Hugo Detman, and Henry Keller. The New Salem Journal reported that Captain G.I. Solem of Company F wired Harris to assemble the men. The squad members were farmers, and at Harris's call, they dropped the handles and left the plows in the field, drove seeder teams to barns, and hurried to the railroad. Even though 5 of the men had completed their enlistments, that made no difference to them. They came anyway. Several members of the Judson squad later served in World War I. Detman served overseas with the 357th Infantry Regiment and was severely wounded in battle. Stark served in the machine gun company of the 362nd Infantry Regiment, while Walter Tepke joined the Students' Army Training Corps at the University of Minnesota. Though Harris never served overseas in the Great War, he instead led a quiet farming life before retiring to New Salem with his wife Martha in October of 1959. While the war in Europe overshadowed the situation with Mexico, it served as a first test for several North Dakotans who later served over there and joined the ranks of the millions called to serve our nation over the last 250 years. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Daniel Sauerwein. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.